So good to see all of you this evening. I pray you have your Bibles. We're going to study the Word of God together. And I pray that as we study the Bible, if there be any questions or anything about the lesson, please sure to let us know. I'd like to share something with you. Very loving, kind, sweet words in the Bible we hear all the time. We hear it at the end, mostly here at the end of a gospel sermon. I'm going to read this out of the Bible because I want you to see me reading this out of the Bible. We quote this a lot, but listen to me. It says in Mark chapter 16, you know that passage, verse 15 and 16. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Jesus spoke those words. He spoke those words with love, didn't he? Came from the heart. You ever do anything that your heart is just not in it? Think about that. You know, things we do for the Lord should come forth from the heart. And we should enjoy, and it should just escalate our spirit and soul to be a part of what God would want us to do in our lives. So tonight, we're going to examine in the Bible a character, and then we know there's many characters in the Word of God, but there's a character tonight that you go through his young life, and you go through his middle life, and at the end of his life, there is just a great basket of fruit that comes forth that can help our lives, even in the mistakes that he made in his life. And that character is David. Tonight, we're going to look at the heart of David, David's heart. And I pray tonight that all of you will examine your life as I examine my life. But as we look at having your heart in it tonight, you know, when you study the Bible, your heart's got to be there. When we pray to the Almighty God, guess what, brethren? Our heart must be there. When we sing, as we did just a little few moments ago, our heart must be in our praises to the Almighty God. We are singing the praises to God. We are praying those prayers to God. We are uplifting our soul, our spirit, our mind to the Heavenly Father who is on His throne. And on His throne, it tells us at the right hand of God is Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ doesn't excite us to live for Him from the heart, then we need to rethink, we need to evaluate our lives very closely. You know, the Bible plainly tells us, examine ourselves daily to see if we be in the faith. There are several scriptures I want to share with you as before we get into the highlight of our lesson tonight and giving you the scriptures on David. I just want you to listen as we read these scriptures and these passages together. Take your Bibles, if you would, and turn with me to the book of Acts. Turn to the book of Acts with me and look at chapter 13 and look with me at verses 22. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also gave testimony and said, listen, I have found David, the son of Jesse. And we've heard this passage many times, but I want you to go back and look at this again from your heart. It says, have found this man, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Now we know that this is the man that David was king. We know as a young man he defeated Goliath. And we know that he committed adultery. That he committed murder. But we know that when you read in the Bible, you look in his heart. And we know that David was a repentant man. And we also know that things that he did to worship and to glorify God, it came from the heart. You know, a lot of times we could come into this building, we can be smiling, we can shake a hand, give a hug, but what we do for God must be genuine from the heart. And God sees our heart. If you would look with me, let's go jump back over to the Old Testament and we can find what God sees. Look at with me, 1 Samuel. Let's look here together, 1 Samuel. Chapter 16 and verse 7. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on the countenance or on the height of his stature, because I refuse him. For, listen now, he says, for the Lord seeth not as men seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance. God looks what's within. What matters, brethren? What matters is what's within. The inner man, the soul. That's what we're going to give an account. Our soul will give an account on the day of judgment, how we have lived, how we have displayed the Almighty God. Brethren, I'm here to tell you tonight, some brethren get mad at me when I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Sometimes, you know, we should not enter the building to worship God as though we are going to get a root canal. We are not going to get a shot. We need to enter this building as we coming to give reverence and godly fear to the Almighty Lord. We need to reverence Him and be blessed that we are here tonight to be able to worship God and be excited about giving Him the praise and glory that's due His name. Now, when you look into the heart, the Bible has a lot to say to you and I about the heart. And we're going to look at several passages of Scripture, if you would, with me. Take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs. I love Solomon's writings. Turn to me at Proverbs. Let's look here together, chapter 3, and look down beginning at verse 5 through 7. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Did you hear that? We got to trust in God, and brethren, sometimes we fall short on that. God said it, God promised it, we got to believe it, take it, accept it, and live it in our lives. Look what he said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And here's where we get in trouble. And lean not unto thy own understanding. Now, a lot of times we want to do it our own way. No matter what God says, we want to do it our own way. But we can't lean to our own understandings, because when we lean into our own understandings, guess what? From my experience, we're going to mess it all up. But when I look to the original and have the blueprint, have the guidance to look and to know that God is going to lead me the wrong way, He's going to lead me the right way. And I got to turn to that and I got to accept that. And notice verse 7. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Now, may we never get to the point where we say, well, I know everything and I can do anything. We ever get to that point, we in shallow ground, aren't we? We on shaky ground. Because, brethren, I can't do anything in my life, and you're not going to be able to do anything in your life without the blessings and having the Almighty God with us. And I pray that we look to this daily in our lives. Now, I want to look at another passage before we get into the meat of the lesson tonight. Look with me at Psalms 37. Go to Psalms 37 there. And let's look here in that passage. Psalms 37. Look at verse 3. What did David say? David said, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord, and trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Are you really trusting in God? I pray that you are. Now, there may things come in your life where it gets very dark, very bleak. We got to trust in the Lord. Now, the passage that we have up on the screen tonight, I wanted you to see that, and I wanted you to look with me into that passage, one of my favorite passages. Turn to Matthew chapter 22. You heard this preached. You probably heard this many, many times, but I want to bring this tonight just to show you a few things before we look at David. that lawyer there asking that question, and listen what takes place. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Listen at Jesus. Jesus said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. You know, there's been debates in the brotherhood for many, many years. Do I have to attend? Do I have to come to all the worship services? Do I have to come to all of these things that the church has? Do I have to go to the gospel meeting? Do I need to do all those things? Let me tell you, when you're in love with God and He's in your heart, nobody's going to have to force you, make you, pull you to be here. Nobody has to force me and make me be with my beloved wife, Donna. Nobody has to do that. You know why? Because I love her dearly, and I want to be with her. When you are in love, you want to be with that person. When you're in love with God, you want to surround yourselves with the brethren and surround yourselves in worshiping Him from our hearts. You remember what Jesus said? You remember what He said to those folks? He said, yeah, you're coming from the mouth, but your heart is far from me. I pray tonight that our heart's not far from God. And let me tell you something. We may fool man, we may fool one another, but we never, ever fooling God with our hearts. He knows what's in there. He knows what you desire. He knows what you're wanting to do. He knows all the things that are up in your heart. So remember that what He sees is who we are. And then tonight we're going to look at David. And let's look at David's heart was the kind of heart that you and I have. David's heart was open. If you would, turn with me to the Psalms 26 and verses 1 and 2. Psalms 26. Let's look there together. Psalms 26, verses 1 and 2. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in thy mine integrity. I have trusted also in thee, Lord. Therefore shall I not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. David was putting his heart out there. He had his open heart. Lord, look in. Look within my heart. And what do you see? Now, when God looks in a heart, what does He see? What does He see? Does He see a genuine, kind, loving, devoted child of God that is seeking Him first? You know, in the book of Matthew there, when Matthew was writing, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All those things that the Gentile was seeking. Worrying about all these things and all the things they was worrying about, material things, what they're going to wear, what they're going to clothe. No, don't worry about those things because God's going to take care of you. Seek God. Have that open heart. And many, many times you can really tell. Now, some folks can fool you. But many times we can tell. You can just tell when a person's heart is in it. You know, it's just in it. You know, when Donna asked me to do a lot of chores, a lot of times my heart's not in it. You know, that it's not there. You know, take out the garbage, do all these things. You know, okay. You know, a lot of times we do that to the Lord, don't we? But we sure are quick to run. Lord, I need this. Take care of that. We're ready to call on Lord then. But we have to see that we need to realize. We need to realize what the heart means. We got to have that open heart. And I pray tonight that we have an open heart. You have an open heart to receive God's words. I'm just a messenger, folks. This is God's word. And as we said this morning, don't be ashamed to be a Christian. Don't be ashamed to tell folks about the gospel of Christ. Don't be ashamed to tell folks about the Son of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Let's not be ashamed. Let's, like David, have that open heart. Let's look at another part of David's heart tonight. David's heart was tender. You know, a lot of times we want to have that callous heart, or someone may have a callous heart. Don't want anyone in. Don't want to let nobody in. I've talked with folks and dealt with folks like that before, And, you know, they put up a fence. They put up a wall. No, I'm not letting you in. I'm scared to get hurt. I'm not going to let you in. Well, we got to have that tender heart to God. Let's look at that very famous chapter by many folks and David and his repentance and all. But I want to look at Psalms 51. And I want to look at verse 10. That's Psalms 51 and verse 10. Listen to what David said. David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Did you hear what David said? Create in me a new heart. Aren't we thankful, brethren, that when we sin and we fall short and when we may have went away from the Lord and we hadn't been doing right, that we can pray and then we can repent and change our ways and God forgives us. And what I love about God, God forgives those sins and He remembers them no more. So we need to, like David says, create in me a clean heart, a pure heart. I'm telling you, as the devil, you can look into the media, you can look in newspapers, magazines, on the internet, you can look all around in the world, and the devil is tainting His work is everywhere. He's trying to rob folks of a pure heart. Pure in heart, O God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. As He said in the Beatitudes. You know, my friends, let's be tender. You know, I've been in the Lord's church 39 years. And I have witnessed things that I wished I have never seen. And that is when a brother or sister in Christ responds to the Lord's invitation and there's not much of receiving them with a heart. They come forward and the preacher may talk to them, maybe a couple of members, and they walk out. My friends, when that person is lost and comes back, and we're going to deal with that tomorrow night, we need to rejoice. We need to know that heart was in sin and now is coming back home. You know, we need to continue. And notice what he said in verse 10 in the latter part. He said, and renew a right spirit within me. Renew a right spirit in me. Sometimes, brethren, we just don't have the right attitude. A lot of times, Brother Dennis can test with this. So sometimes, you know, when you preach a message, people want to get mad at the preacher. The preacher is the messenger. Who are you really getting mad at? You're getting mad at God because it's God's word. When you're preaching God's word, it's God's word. You got to learn to accept it, receive it, and take it and learn from our lives and God's word. My friends, I pray tonight that when we truly worship God, we truly live for God in the right heart, then our lives will change. Let's look at another part of our heart, David's heart tonight. David's heart was true. He was true. He worshiped God with truthfulness. He worshiped Him with zeal and enthusiasm. God blessed David tremendously. And we know that God blesses us tremendously. Let's look at Psalms 51 and verses 1 and 2. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy love kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, David said. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities. Cleanse me from my sin. I've actually heard brethren say, when people respond, well, that won't last, or he's really not repenting. Brethren, who are we to stand and judge them? God knows what's in the heart. You know, it really bothers me. Who are we to stand in judgment? We know that God knows that heart and what's in that heart. And the Bible tells us at the time of the ignorance, God winked at, but commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Where do you repent from? Repent from the heart. And I pray that we see that we have to do that, my friend. Now look with me. He says, wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. Some of you may say the day that you were married was a great day in your life. The day that you may have graduated, you graduated from college, that was a great day in your life. Great day when you had children, that was a great day. All those are great days. But let me tell you the greatest day in my life. The greatest day in my life was when Brother Raymond Clymer baptized me in some of the coldest water I ever been in, January the 15th, 1980, and washed me. Christ washed me in his blood, and I became his child. There is a song that we used to sing that I sung it, I enjoyed singing it, but as I've gotten older and getting closer and closer to passing from this life as we get older until the Lord comes, listen to this song and listen to it again. This song is in your book 421. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, verily deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Brethren, many of us have been baptized into Christ many, many years. But don't forget that. Look back to it. Remember it. The day that you became a child of God. And every day that you breathe, every day that you live, every day that God gives you, continue to renew that spirit. Continue to renew that relationship with the Almighty God. Every day that you rise out of your bed, may you give God the glory from the heart. And thank Him. Thank Him dearly for all the blessings that He has bestowed from you. Now, a lot of times we are Christians are just like people in the world. Lord, what have you done for me lately? We need to thank the Almighty God every day that we live. David's heart was also holy. He had a holy heart. You know, Bible says, be ye therefore holy, for I am holy. God is holy. You know, we sing the song, holy, holy, holy. What does it mean to be holy? What it means to be holy, the definition that I see from the Word of God, is to have God within your heart. God dwelling in you. That what makes us holy, is God dwelling in our spirit, in our soul. Love the Lord God with what? All your heart, soul, and mind. Everything. And I believe the Bible tells us that God is a jealous God. He's got to have everything or nothing at all. We got to be devoted to Him with everything that we have. Look with me, if you would. Let's go back to the book of, turn back to Psalms 24. Psalms 24. And look at with me at verses 3 and 4. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath cleansed hands and a what? A pure heart. Who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. My friends, as we said earlier, the devil is trying his best. He is looking for every crack, every inch to get into your life and to make havoc with it, that you'll be discouraged, that you'll be, your heart will be saddened, and you'll forget about all that God has done for you. David was well blessed, wasn't he? He knew what it meant to serve the holy God. He knew what it meant to serve the living God. Can you imagine people in this world today that says God is not living? The fool has said in his heart, there's no God. I believe in the Almighty God, and I believe everything He says. You know, it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God. God deserves us to sacrifice everything. In Romans chapter 12 and in verse 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. God expects everything. He expects us to give him everything. What he's saying is all of us. Heart, soul, and mind. Then we look into David's life. We know as he sinned, we know that he fell short. Many times in our own lives, we fall short. But brethren, one thing that I want you to know that we're not in this together. When we fall short, we need to repent. We need to turn away and let those sins go and start walking in the light. As 1 John chapter 1 tells us, walk in the light. And that beautiful blood of Jesus Christ continues to cleanse us from all sin. Tonight, you may be here and you have stopped walking in the light. Tonight, you may be here and you just, you know, you come to worship and you sing the song and you come and you fellowship, but your heart's really not in it. Your heart needs to be in it. Brethren, here in South Carolina, I was raised around football and I love those sports and things. And I'm here to tell you, down in Fitzgerald, Georgia, you think folks around here love football? They talk it 365 day, leap year that day too. And they get excited. Those folks, we have a lot of police in Fitzgerald for a small town, and I hadn't seen one yet had a gun and made that person go into that ball game. Not one time. They was there because they wanted to be there. And where I live right next to the church building, and where I live, I can hear the noise from the game, and it doesn't sound like anyone in there is disappointed and had to be forced to be there. They was excited about being there. I truly believe their hearts was in it to watch their team play. Well, brethren, we are the richest people in the world, a child of God, and yet we look miserable many times. Our heart should be rejoicing. I want to ring this scripture out, brethren. I want you to let this sink into your hearts tonight. I have read this passage many, many times at a person's memorial service. Those who have passed this life and had the privilege to want me to speak at their funeral. I read this because of the beautiful words. Take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of John and that beautiful passage, yes, 14. Now I want you to picture Jesus saying this, remember when he first said this. John chapter 14. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Can you imagine to be there that very first day to hear him say that? In my Father's house are many mansions. We've heard that many times, that passage. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. I sure am glad that he's doing that. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Oh, I love that promise, don't you? That I'm there and you get to be there too. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said this with heart. He says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. When you love from the heart, you'll make a difference. You'll make a difference to the congregation of God's people, no matter where you worship. You'll make a difference there when you love from the heart. You'll make a difference as a husband to your wife when you love from the heart, like Jesus did. You'll make a difference to people that don't care anything about anything religious. You'll make a difference in their life when you love them from the heart. The Bible says, love your enemies. Those that spitefully use you. Those that don't care nothing about you. The Bible says, Jesus says plainly, love them. we do what Jesus did, we'll love from the heart. Because I'm getting to the age of my life when I try not to leave this out of a lesson that I preach. Jesus went to that cross. He suffered those beatings. He suffered that agony. He did that so you and I could have eternal life. He did that so we could know in our hearts who God really is, who His Son really is. So the next time you're tempted about complaining about you have to do this, you have to do that, just put yourself into what Jesus done for the whole world and for every generation to come. In heaven, we may be perfect. We're not perfect here. Be ye therefore perfect as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. We are striving unto perfection, but we'll only be made perfect. Our hearts will be perfect when we are with the Almighty God. Because in heaven there be no sin, no defiled thing, only pureness. If you read about heaven, you read about all that we're going to receive to just be with God, to be with Christ, should be why you'd want to be there. Brother, I'm here to tell you tonight, when you read the Bible and you talk to people about God, talk with them from the heart, as David did. Tonight, is your heart holy? Tonight, is it pure? Is it true? Is it open? I pray that it is. Because you know what the Bible says? The Bible says, so the faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then it tells us plainly that confession comes from the heart. We confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Matthew 10 verses 31 and 32 tells us that if we don't confess Him, He will deny us. Tonight, look deep down into your heart and ask the question, as I do often. There's no way I'd ever be perfect as the sinless Son of God, as 1 Peter chapter 2 tells us. But he tells me, Peter says, walk in His steps, follow Him. And you know where Jesus will lead us? He's going to lead us all the way home. Are you holding hands with Jesus tonight spiritually? So many folks have letting go. They have letting their heart overtake them. Let me share something with you. I believe you can understand this. I've been trying to cut my weight back. I didn't want to get too big, so I cut my weight back. And there's one temptation. The devil knows I have that temptation. And there's one lady fixed for our fellowship in that cake, just like it said, Michael, come and get me a chocolate cake. You know, that temptation, the devil knows how to tempt us. Don't yoke ourselves with him. You can't serve two masters. Brethren, if you don't take one thing from tonight's lesson, please know you got to have that tender, loving, kind heart. We got to be kind to one another, loving to one another. When we are kind and loving to one another, we are sharing and showing Jesus Christ. Sister Tanya, this is just for you. When you see that lighthouse, and you're out in that ocean and it's storming and it's lightning and it's struggles and you see that lighthouse, know that Jesus is there. Jesus will lead us home. Come to the light. Come to the light. Tonight, if you need to repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins, everything is ready. Come. Tonight, if you are a Christian, you have fallen short, you have sinned in your life, confess those faults to one another and God will forgive us when you repent. Tonight, if you're here and you just need prayers, you can come and we'll pray with you. Whatever the case may be, let the word be. David tells us in one passage, let hide the word of God in my heart. The word of God is hid in my heart. know, when the Word of God is in your heart, you're going to talk about the Lord. Do you talk about everything else but the Lord? Then we need to examine our hearts. Tonight I pray with all my heart that you have taken this lesson from the heart of God's Word. We want to bring this to learn from David's heart. He overcome that giant and he let God dwell within him. Is God dwelling in you tonight? I pray that he is. We love you in the love of the Lord. Let us always give Almighty God the glory. Repent and be baptized. And the Lord will add you to his church. And then he's coming whenever God sends forth his Son to take us home. Or if we pass away from this life. If I don't see all of you in another 10 years and I pass away, know I love you in the love of the Lord. And I'll be waiting on you. What a rejoicing that will be when all of God's children get home. Let us stand. Let us sing.